You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Friday, October the 24th, 2025. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 6:53. It is still dark here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Fair skies, because of the fair skies, because there's some clear skies out there. The temperature really went down overnight, and right now, an even freezing 32 degrees here in downtown Wausau. So a chilly start. Weather-wise for the weekend, though, we are looking for some sunny skies for today. Not very warm. 49 degrees is the high temperature. We do have a chance of rain, a 30% chance of rain tomorrow and a high of 50. But then the sunshine comes back on Sunday and a high of 56 degrees. So if you have some fall outdoor activities planned, you may have to keep an eye on the sky tomorrow. But then on the Sunday, should be a beautiful day to be out and about doing anything you would like for your weekend. Along the side, across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jed.
Ian,
you want to talk about a chilly start? It took me a while to get the frost off my car.
I would imagine.
I mean, first I just tried the ice scraper, and it wasn't even coming off right away because it was so thick. So I had to have the heater on for a few extra minutes before I started scraping. But, yeah. When it's a clear out and you can see the stars, it definitely gets a lot chillier at night, especially in the mornings.
I think
the temperature in my car was telling me it was like 28 to 29.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Yeah, I started putting my car in the garage this week, so don't have to scrape in the morning before coming into work. So
that's very smart.
It's that time of year. Coming up this morning on the program, in our final segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about a couple things that the president said yesterday that disturbed me. And I don't just say because, Chad goes off railing on the president. There was a comment that he made, and we're going to listen to it, that really I found disturbing on a basic human level. Mm-hmm. And that's in addition to what's been going on where he's basically destroying the White House. He also, in the last day, pardoned this crypto guy that he's been working with. I mean, complete corruption. So there's so much going on right now, but there's one comment that he made on a human level that I thought was just disturbing. We're going to talk about that in our final segment before the number for the day quiz to wrap it up. In our middle two segments, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik, the Newman Catholic High School head football coach, to talk about Wisconsin sports heading into the weekend. We have the Bucks started their season off with a W. They are back in action tonight. We'll talk about what he thinks about the Bucks. The Packers are back in action again this weekend against an old friend, Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Packers in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. We'll talk about that.
That's an evening
game. Yep, Sunday night football.
25, I believe.
That's right, 7 after 7 o'clock, 7:20, 7:25. So it'll be a late Sunday night. The Badgers are at Oregon, one of the top-ranked teams in the country this Saturday. So we have that to talk about as well. Also, I wanted to remind folks that tonight we have high school football. I have another road trip tonight heading down to the Milwaukee area as the Wausau West Warriors in a Division I, Level 1 WIAA playoff will take on Arrowhead, one of the best programs in the state of Wisconsin. They have 6 state championships in their history, so a great challenge and a great opportunity for Wausau West tonight. Wausau West at Arrowhead, 6:35 p.m. airtime, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Other area teams in high school football playoff action tonight. DC Everest in Division 1, a number 5 seed, will be at number 4 seed Brookfield East. Also tonight, Wausau East in Division 3, number 7 seed, travels to Mount Horeb Barneveld, the number 2 seed. Merrill this evening, a number 4 seed in Division 3. They will play host to number 5 seeded Lakeland, a team from the Great Northern Conference. Mosinee in Division 4 tonight, number 2 seed. Mosinee has been playing really good football recently. They are 7-2 on the season. They will host Beloit Turner, number 7 seed. Again, that game in Mosinee. Tomahawk, co-champs of the Great Northern Conference with Mosinee. They are 8-1 and a number 1 seed in Division 5. They will host number 8 seeded Amro. Also in D5, Wittenberg-Burnhamwood is a number 5 seed. They will travel to number 4 seeded Brookfield Academy. Stratford looking for yet another state championship. They got so many state tournament titles in their trophy case. I think they need a new addition. But Stratford in D5, a number 2 seed, will host number 7 seeded Richland Center. And also tonight in Division 6, Edgar, number 1 seed, undefeated at 9-0. They will host number 8 seeded Loyal Greenwood. And Marathon, the Marathon Red Raiders tonight in Division 6, a number 7 seed. They travel to number 2 seeded Kewaunee this evening. Abbotsford, also in D6, is a number 7 seed. They will be traveling to number 2 seeded Mondovi this evening. And in 8-player football, a number 4 seed Athens. They had a big win last week, and they tonight travel to number 1 seed and undefeated Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. So that game is an 8-player football level too. So a lot of area football teams. And if you are a fan of these teams and you're heading out, bundle up.
Yes, please.
Because the high temperature of 49, by the time you get to 7 o'clock and then during the game itself, those temperatures are going to fall even further as well. So
bust out the winter jackets.
There you go. It's that time of year. Coming up at 7:22, we will be joined by Paul Micklegg. Coming up next, top of the hour, information update, news, weather, and sports. And then more mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on this Friday. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, Ian Welsh across the way as well. Chilly start, 30 degrees under fair skies here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. But we will warm it up with some weekend sports talk. Is Paul Micklegg across the way. Good morning.
Chad, how are you doing today on this beautiful,
what a wonderful day.
Beautiful Friday morning.
I tell you. You know, you feel the warmth, not just from the sun when it comes out, but from life itself.
Yes.
what a wonderful way to start the day.
It's a good way to live and rather be 6 feet above than 6 feet below.
There you go. There's always a lot to talk about when we get to the weekend. And we're in the, you know, we had the Brewers get off our train here for our normal discussions. Now we got the Bucks on the train along with the Packers and the Badgers. But let's start off with because the last time that we talked, the Brewers are still alive. It was last Friday that they finished off their season. And in the end, I mean, it's disappointing to lose in 4 straight, but at the same time, it was still such a wonderful run. I mean, this, I remember talking to you back in April, late March actually, when they got swept by the Yankees. They lost big in their home opener. And I'm pretty sure I said to you that there's no way they're going to win 81 games. They're not going to be a winning team this season. And 97 wins, beat the Cubs. I mean, what a fun ride, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I said it too. I think I know I did. I said I can't see them being 500. There's no possible way that they were going to be able to be 500, and they did it. They did it their way of how they put the team together with the pitching and you know, picking up a couple guys here. And at that time, if they had that team, they probably don't. But the pieces that they picked up during the course of the time. You know, Priester obviously being right. A big one there.
Vaughn, I mean, off of Vaughn, the scrap heap of the White Sox.
Ironically, with Vaughn, I was looking at this thing. They're saying that he cannot be the first baseman of the year, for the future for them, because they have that WAR, the winning percentage.
Wins above replacements.
Yes. Yeah. And he's like at one for a full year. So saying
those nerds that do the numbers. Come
on. Well, the only thing I know in the middle of July and that he carried them for a while there. I mean, he did an incredible job. So I don't know exactly how that works about. But you add those two guys, it's a different team than it was when we started the season. And maybe if they kept that same roster, maybe we would have been right.
Who knows? I mean, and the thing about the Brewers, they don't ever keep the same roster. I mean, it's a constant flux, but they've been able to find ways to keep guys coming in that are able to play the way that they want to. And again, I think Pat Murphy has done just an amazing job. I mean, you talk about a guy that came into a tough spot. Yeah, the feeling was, oh, they're going to give Pat Murphy the job. He'll probably last a couple of years. They're going to take a dip, and then remember, they were talking about Ricky Weeks because he was brought in. Oh, Ricky's just sitting there for a little while, then he'll come in. But Pat Murphy has just been an amazing manager, and is someone as a coach, you must be able to respect what he's been able to accomplish.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody that graduated from Newman that works for the Brewers, and 2 days ago he was telling me that, you know, Murphy came in there and addressed the whole organization and what kind of human being he is, and you know, it's not quite the what you see, the gruff that you see during the course of the game, and what kind of human being he is, right. And just a great guy, and that's what you want to play for, a guy like that, and that's what they have right now. So that's a great spot to be at, and you know. And by the way, we can't forget about Danny Jansen, too. That was a great trade, too.
Oh, absolutely. And Murphy's actually changing the way I think that they're looking at managers, because the Giants are going to be hiring as their new manager the head coach of the University of Tennessee. And that has not been done. He has no professional baseball experience as a player, as a coach, as a manager. But they looked at what Murphy brought in terms of a guy that went from college, but he was a coach and an interim manager for about a decade, but he was a guy that got 10 years of college coaching at Notre Dame and Arizona State. And the thought was, hey, we got this guy that came in here and does things maybe a little differently. He's just the way that he carries himself, maybe a little bit more of that rah-rah within the guys. And I think he's actually changing the way that some of these front offices are looking at where they get their managers.
Do you think, I mean, and I don't know, I haven't read on it. My first impression was, though, that was more about being analytic. More analytics and going the new way. That's why they hired him. But again,
I think there are multiple reasons behind it, but I do think one of the things that he and maybe other college coaches would have who have dealt with younger players, that ability to, you know, light the fire under younger players. And I think for Milwaukee, that's the kind of guys that they're going to have a lot of the time. Some of the guys that are not the superstars, so the guys that are going to need that little bit of an edge, I think, emotionally, along with everything else, to be successful.
And we talked about, I know we talked about this on here, there is a fine line.
Yeah.
Because if you go south for some reason, and you have that college atmosphere,
then it looks silly.
Then it looks
silly. Well, Mike McDaniel with the Dolphins. He came in there. He was the next big thing, this young guy, this cool guy. And then when things go on, now it's like the nut house without anybody watching the doors.
Yep. And now they're making fun of him and saying he doesn't belong there. Just 2 years ago, he was the toast of the town.
You're right. It's a thin line. And it goes down to, boy, if you win, you could be the craziest dude around. You know, people think you're the coolest guy, but if you lose, then you're just, you know, you're out of your mind.
You're a bum.
Exactly. Yes. Right. So, hey, coming up, we're going to talk about the Bucks started their season off. We got the Packers facing Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night. the Badgers go to Oregon. So it got the old vote of confidence came for Luke Fickell this week. We know how that usually wraps up. So we'll talk about all that coming up at 7:52 with Paul Micklegg here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Looking ahead to the Wisconsin Sports Weekend with Paul Micklegg and Bucks underway 1-0 on their way. They beat the Washington Wizards 133-120 the other night. They are in Toronto tonight, which is a better test. Early injury already, but I gotta say, I was excited to watch the Bucks. I think there's something when you have, I mean, I think it's a younger team, maybe have a little bit of less expectations, but at the same time, the opportunity is still there, I think, for them to do something. But what's your early take on the Bucks?
Yeah, they're going to be a different team than they have been, and I'm not saying it's going to be good or bad. Right. I'm just saying it's going to be a different team, which is. I got to get home to watch that fourth quarter, and it was fun to watch. It was different. They're going to be a different team. That injury is going to be.
Yeah.
I really truly believe that he's going to be a top three guy on that team.
Yep.
Right after Giannis, and then you got Turner, and then you got. I think you have him. I think he's got that capability of having that talent. So they got two tough games here now. You're on the road against Toronto and Cleveland without him for sure.
And that's Kevin Porter Jr., just for people who should say his name.
KPJ. It's Chad's favorite guy. He's a big fan KPJ.
He's had his issues, but he's been fine since he's come to Milwaukee. At least I haven't heard anything, and I'm not really searching for it either.
No. And so far, it sounds like he's a good teammate.
Sometimes being out of the spotlight. Milwaukee is not the spotlight NBA location. Maybe that's a good place to be.
Yeah, and you have
you got some leader like a Giannis there who can say, hey, we're not going to handle this garbage, you know.
Correct. Right environment, and you can change people. People can change a little bit. I'm not saying that they're not that he didn't make mistakes, but hopefully he's changed. So that loss does hurt them the next two games for sure. They have a lot of depth though. I mean, they got a lot of guys that can play.
The thought though is that, and I was reading a little bit about the Bucks and. A guy like Portis may not fit the same way with this because they're looking to move it quicker. They're looking to throw up a lot more three-pointers, which they did on Wednesday night. And, again, there's going to have to be some adjustments made as well.
Yeah, and funny you say that because he did look a little out of sync with him when he was in there at the beginning of the fourth quarter that I saw.
No, and that's, I think, the sense here that the style may not be quite as good a fit for somebody like him. He's more of a slower pace kind of guy.
I will say this. I think he will
make the adjustment.
He'll make the adjustment. He can shoot the three with the best of them. he has a tendency to make those big ones. He can run the floor when he wants to.
And having Kuzma as a guy that's coming off the bench, I think, is a better move. I know that when you're paying the guy the level that you're paying him, there's an expectation. But you got to put that to the side. What is best to get the most out of him and most out of the team? And I think the idea is if he's in there when maybe Giannis is taking his breaks, that makes a better fit for him and for the team.
Yep. You got some scoring coming. I think he had 12 points and 6 or 7 rebounds and 3 assists during that night.
And Doc said he doesn't know who's the second leading scorer is going to be, and I think that's very, very true. I mean, there's so many guys that can step up at any particular night.
Because Gary Trent Jr. can hit shots, AJ can hit, Green can hit shots. They're going to have a different guy all the time. The key thing is they have guys that can do it, have proved that they can score.
They put that ball in the hole a lot on a Wednesday night. So, again, I'm curious to see because Toronto and then Cleveland, I mean, those are the games that you're the measuring stick games. I know it's very early, but at the same time, you want to see some of these guys and this team show that they can be in the mix. And because the number one goal is to be in the top six. You don't want to be in that play-in. You want to make sure you're in the top six. And that's a, you know, it's not a slam dunk this year. So it's
somebody had him picked. I was reading.
I saw someone had him fifth the other night.
They had him. They didn't have him in the playoffs.
Oh, really? I saw
they had him 37-45.
Oh, no.
37-45, and not even in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, it's possible. Hey, we only got a couple minutes. Packers in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. What are you looking forward to?
The Pack needs this game.
They got lucky last week. Well, by the way, real fast, as a coach, the Arizona 4th-and-1 on their own 46. Was that the stupidest call you've ever seen? That play had no chance at quarterback sneak.
My dad said that was a stupid move, and I agree with him.
But you, as a coach, I mean, it was a full yard, and that was just insane. I thought
that he is a Green Bay Packer fan deep down, and he knew that Arizona's not going anywhere, so he wanted to give
and that set up Green the final Packer drive. I mean, it was crazy.
I don't know if Green Bay goes 80 yards.
No, my thought is these are supposedly they have one of the 32 best jobs in the world, and that's what they come up with in a game-changing situation.
And then they quarterback sneaked it.
It was nuts.
Yes,
but Sunday again.
It should be fun. But I will say this: Rodgers, he's going to have a good game. Now the question is, are the Green Bay going to be able to match that? It doesn't matter. He can say he's saying all the right things. Yes, he's doing all the right things. Give him credit. But you don't think that he wants to light him up like a Christmas tree? He's going to light him up like a Christmas tree. Can Green Bay stay with him? And can Parsons and that defense make enough plays? Can we get some turnovers? We got to get some turnovers. We got to get easy plays. They got to win that turnover battle. If they win that turnover battle, Pittsburgh's defense is not very good right now. Green Bay should be able to move the ball.
By the way, is Minnesota done? I mean, boy, this team does not look like the same Minnesota team from a year ago.
Well, it's not because they got a lot of guys injured.
Yeah, but I mean, there's something that's, you know, J.J. McCarthy better play eventually for them, because that's why they got rid of Sam Darnold, who looked to be a pretty good quarterback, even though he had the poor playoff game, but he's playing well in Seattle. That team does not look the same at the quarterback position.
It sounds he's going to be back next week.
Well, and we'll see if he can play. I mean,
They still have five more conference games, right? Or divisional games? Vikings, I think they only played the Bears. That's
it. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Their problem is that division is loaded.
Yeah, and Detroit looking solid now again.
Yes.
So, very good. And Badgers in Oregon.
I'm going to go on a limb, and I'm going to say the Oregon.
There you go. Well, great. We'll see you next week.
You guys have a great weekend.
We'll be back at 8:22. And Ian will try for that number for the day winning week coming up here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO. Sun is shining here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. 31 degrees is the temperature. Wanted to talk a little Trump here to wrap it up, because I do think that we need to talk about this. I do think that we need to focus on what is happening. So much is happening. The gerrymandered maps that Trump is demanding. North Carolina this week, their GOP legislature passed new gerrymandered congressional maps, giving Republicans nearly 80% of the seats in the state where Trump got 51%. We have the tragedy that is going on at the White House, where the East Wing has been just destroyed for his gaudy new ballroom. Nobody said that he could do this. He just decided he is going to tear down part of the White House. The People's House. Unbelievable. Needs to be investigated. What is going on here? We have Donald Trump also bombing ships. Bombing them. Killing people. Because he says they're drug ships. There was a ship that was blown up last week where there was a survivor, and then there was no evidence to prosecute. Trump keeps saying these are drug ships. These are drug ships. These are drug ships with no evidence. If there's no evidence in your bombing ships, it's murder. And Trump was asked about this yesterday. He had a Q&A session, and he was as belligerent as always. Here's what Donald Trump said concerning the idea that if this truly is drug ships, then he should get a have the Congress give approval through a war declaration. Here's what Donald Trump said concerning his bombing and killing of folks on the seas in these ships.
We're going to tell them what we're going to do, and I think they're going to probably like it, except for the radical left lunatics.
And Mr. President, if you are declaring war against these cartels and Congress is likely to approve of that process, why not just ask for a declaration of war?
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them. You know? They're going to be, like, dead. Okay?
This man is psychotic. He gets such a rush out of killing people. He is not judge, jury, and executioner. No evidence right now. Bring out the evidence, Mr. President. But even if there was evidence, you aren't just allowed with no declaration of war to go around bombing ships in the oceans around the United States of America and killing people. And he just says it in such a offhanded way. We're going to kill people. Dead. And then the person that is right on his right side all the time whispering in his ear is a man named Stephen Miller. And here's what Stephen Miller said to the president.
Let me just say, Mr. President, that this country was going to die without you. This country was going to actually die without you. That's what we were facing in 2024. We've been invaded for 4 years. Our communities were sinking. Our public safety had gone to zero. Cartels were running entire communities. Sex trafficking, child trafficking, labor trafficking was out of control. Overdoses were out of control. The cartels were claiming more and more territory. City services were buckling. This was a country on the verge of dying. And you alone saved it.
This man is out of his mind.
Oh, give me a break.
He is out of his mind.
A break. There's no evidence of that.
No.
Cartels running communities. Where in the world are you getting that from?
Again, making stuff up in order to give Donald Trump unlimited powers.
That is absolute, just crazy.
So again, it may sound like sometimes we're banging the drum too loudly. We're not banging the drum too loudly here.
We're not banging it enough.
Exactly. So again, this is what's happening right now. We need to keep an eye on this. We need to push back. We saw 6 days ago millions of people go into the streets to say, no, this is wrong. And it is wrong. No matter what the Supreme Court says, that the president can do anything he wants. The Congress needs to stand up. The American people need to stand up because this is not right.
No, it is not.
So, again, when you hear those words, when you hear Trump just saying, I'm going to kill him, I'm going to kill him dead. When you hear Stephen Miller say,
he's not joking around. He's being full serious with
this. And he's been. He has killed people.
You
without
think he's
evidence.
Joking around with these people?
Nope. He is killing people. He's up to almost double digit of these bombings. And he's killed people. And it's without evidence, that's murder. Bottom line. And Stephen Miller, that man has way too much power. He is the guy that is in the ear of Donald Trump all the time. And he is a scary, scary dude. So on that happy note,
let's loosen it up.
Here at the end. It's time for the number for the day quiz. Ian is 2 for 4 this week, so he's got a passing grade.
Yes.
Now he has a chance for a winning week, and that's be a first time in a while. So it's a good thing.
It has been a while.
It's a good thing. Well, tonight is the start of the WIAA 11-player football playoffs, and one of the Central Wisconsin schools involved is Stratford. Stratford has won more football state championships than anybody else.
Ooh,
your number for the day is how many state championships in football has Stratford won?
Okay.
Your choices are 7, 13,
7, 10, 13.
How many?
So 7, 10, or 13. How many state football championships has Stratford won?
7, 10, or 13. You know what? I'm going to say 13. 13 is my final answer.
Stratford has won 10 state football championships.
So, I had a passing week, though.
Yep. That's still progress. Still a good week. Still a good week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody.
And we will be back on Monday. WXCO Morning Report. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow is coming up next. And again, have yourselves a terrific weekend. And we'll talk to you Monday morning at 6:52 for the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.